Everybody, welcome back. This is Mary Goyer, your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I have the honor of introducing Angie Needles as our next guest. This is really fun to bring Angie on board. We've collaborated before, and let me just tell you a little bit about her. And then we'll bring her on the line. So Angie is a certified therapeutic chef and a nutritional educator, but she's also the founder of a really cool organization. I hope that she'll tell us a little bit more about it, the founder of Mama Kai. And Mama Kai basically offers avenues, several different avenues, really, of nourishment and support to growing families, including nourishing meals for birth and postpartum, and then just loads and loads of free education and resources for both pregnant women and also, parents that, a little bit later on down the road. So, all right. So, Angie, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am. Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited about the opportunity to participate in this project and to help support birth in, not only in my own work, but in, connecting out into the community for all of the amazing practitioners who are supporting birth and a really healthy next generation. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, and I know that, you have such a wealth of knowledge around this topic. And so let's just start with, let's just kind of break it down for people that are trying to, understand. Nutrition is a complicated thing to, you do even just a little bit of research online and you might end up more confused than when you started. So let's just begin with, why should families include meals into their birth plan? What are you talking about when you are referring to, that piece of the birth plan?
Absolutely. Thank you. Mama Kai has gone through, I think, a lot of evolution over the years since I founded her. And she started off as a personal chef service to help families in all stages of pregnancy, including preconception, all through having toddlers. Mm-hmm. And there, like you said, there it's a very, very deep rabbit hole in nutrition, so we won't go into the exact components of nutrition, and just know that mamakai.org, which is mamakai.org, is a huge resource for all kinds of nutritional mm-hmm. information. So people who want to go and find out more details can go there. We have lots of calls, audio recordings that people can listen to on different topics. And we have lots of blogs and wellness resources and things that they can read and mm-hmm. link to other places. But getting back mm-hmm. to your question, specifically in including meals in the birth plan, one thing that I found baffling to me over the years in working with families in all stages of pregnancy, when it came to the birth, and when it came to approaching the birth time, and we were putting together menus, I really, really witnessed so much chaos happen in the postpartum. All families are really super jazzed about being pregnant, and the mindset is really sort of there, like, yes, I'm pregnant, yay. And then when birth happens and the immediate postpartum happens, it almost brings an instant sense of chaos, and there didn't seem to me to be enough focus on the expectations of the overall experience of postpartum, how exhausted the mother may be from the birth process, regardless of whether or not it's a very healthy home birth that experienced no trauma or no tearing.
Right.
To the birth that was a full-on cesarean section after 2 days of labor and had epidurals and Pitocin and all of those drugs. Whatever the birth experience was, it's just exhausting. And families are really incredibly tired, and they need to have better expectations of the support that they could create in the birth, towards the end of the birth, to help ease that position in postpartum and feel really supported by the community. And what I also was baffled by is that almost never are meals considered in the birth plan. And women and families are having many baby showers or many gatherings to celebrate the upcoming birth, but they were really not looking at what am I going to eat, how am I going to heal, how am I going to nourish myself when I come home with this baby and I have, I'm going through this healing process, but B, I have no time to actually cook for myself.
Right.
And
right.
So I really started to see that most chaotic period as the primary focus of Mama Kai's work. And it has been so beneficial for the families that I've, you know, as I'm fine tuning Mama Kai and saying, okay, I really want to focus on, you know, this last month of pregnancy and helping families understand the overall expectations of what's happening in the body throughout birth and through postpartum, and what needs are there for the mother in healing and what needs are there for the infant in integrating their body into this new way of living, new way of digesting food, new way of growing and developing, and how can we make that process very easeful. So incorporating meals is the basis of Mama Kai, and I think all of the educational resources come from, you know, just trying to get people to understand what their expectations could be and to plan a little more in advance.
Well, it's so interesting.
Question.
yeah, absolutely. You know, like letting people know how important, you know, thinking about meals is ahead of time. Because and once moms come home, oh my gosh, you know, like it's just like, you know, you hear moms talk about this all the time. It can be weeks, months, sometimes a year or two before it's like, you know, you take for granted taking a shower until you get to that stage, let alone, you know, thinking ahead about like, how am I going to really nourish my body? Like, I know this is a little bit off topic, but, like, it also seems really important that you're saying this because, you know, just for those women that are going to do a hospital birth, you know, like, in hospitals even, I'm shocked at the food that they feed people in the hospitals. And my father was recently in the hospital because he was sick, and I was horrified with the things that they were, you know, like there's a sort of like a disconnect around food and health, even in the hospital. And so that can really like sort of reinforce this idea that like we don't need to think about it. And so I'm just glad that you're bringing this up now for women so that they can go like, oh, I do need to think about this ahead of time, even if my doctor's not telling me to. And even if nobody else really mentions it, like it just makes total sense, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, food, we have to eat food every day. And I think when we become more aware that food, what we eat actually turns into the cellular structure in the functionality of how our bodies work, we can understand more of the importance of what it is that we're eating to promote health or to promote healing. And I know many, many, many pregnant mamas who did not fully heal from the birth process and had complications in a second or third birth later on down the road because all of the tissues did not, you know, go back into the same place. Or, you know, meals are also healing to the balance of hormones. And as we know in birth, the change in hormones that women go through to be able to go through that process of, you know, having a human body come out of another human body, really have a lot of hormones surging, and to get those hormones to go back to a normal a balanced level, you know, just can be so promoted with eating the right types of foods. So I'm, you know, while I'm promoting thinking about meals in general, also I'm kind of promoting the types of foods that you really should be eating and what are the, you know, the foods that are the basis of Mama Kai are foods that are going to support healing. They're very building diet. They're very clean. So they're going to support easeful digestion so the energy of the body can go forth into tissue repair, and they don't have to concentrate their energy on digestion as much as maybe, you know, foods that were harder to digest. We're also looking at what's happening in infant development. How are we creating nutrient-dense breast milk for the development of the baby? And what is the baby's body going through in those first few days or first few weeks or first few months that we can promote an easeful development, you know, eating certain foods that will actually not give the baby as much gas and therefore the baby doesn't have, you know, natural pains and discomforts and would cry nearly as much. And when they're in pain a lot less, they sleep a lot more and they develop a lot faster and moms and dads get a lot more sleep. So it really is just kind of like, you know, the central key area that could be just focused on a little bit more and could promote all kinds of amazing things happening just in that short period of time. And I always say, like, it really is such a short period of time just to, you know, not only be thinking about your own expectations and plan meals for yourself, but also reaching out is a great opportunity to reach out to your community and get them involved in the process of healing you and being a part of your support network. And you just leave the experience feeling so loved and so cared for and so much more easeful that you can come back into the real world and have a rhythm in your life a lot quicker and just feel a lot better about it. There's just reduced stress. There are all kinds of things just shed away you have good, healthy meals on board.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, like, so just what I'm hearing you saying is that, you know, paying attention to the types of meals, like the what we're talking about here, are not those processed fast foods, the things that we might be tempted to fall back on because we don't have the time or energy for something more. It's like, well, it's important to think about, like, as you're considering your strategy for creating these meals, like other ways to go about making sure that what you do consume is really nourishing, really clean, organic, healthy food. So so you kind of started to go into it. How might families go about being able to have these kinds of meals? What do you recommend?
Yeah, well, Mama Kai, the website, is going to start incorporating a lot of recipes which families can take on their own and they can start to make large batches. I also have done a lot of audio recordings of just trying to get people to understand what that looks like, cooking a large amounts of foods ahead of time and storing them, you know, and packaging them for later, how to pull them out of their freezer and reheat later on down the road. And as well as incorporate, like I mentioned, incorporating the community. I love hosting and having others host Baby Blessing cooking parties, which is sort of like a baby shower, but instead of getting material things, you invite all of your friends to come together. You have, say, five or six recipes that you want to make and have on your postpartum healing menu, and everybody has a great time. They spend maybe 4 to 6 hours together cooking. You know, one person can either host for themselves or have a friend host, and you acquire all of the ingredients for all of the recipes. And then people are just, you know, they are having snacks and drinks while they're all cooking in the kitchen, maybe people can be paired up and say, you know, these two people on this recipe and these two people. And over the time, all of the meals get made and you end up, you know, sending that pregnant woman and, you know, family home with a, you know, like 40 quarts of food, and they're all made with love from the hands of your loved ones, your friends, your family, your colleagues.
A baby blessing cooking party. I love it.
Yeah, so that's been a really successful way. I've tested and done many, many, many of them, not only for friends, but also for clients. And they really, outside of, you know, I have traditionally been a personal chef, and I have provided these services as a personal chef, and Mama Kai still does that. So if any family would like to work with me personally and our chef, to create a menu for their postpartum, I can, you know, do that as well. But I've really found the baby blessing cooking parties to go one step further in feeling the community support and feeling the love from others.
Yeah.
But, you know, even Mama Kai's personal chef service, we can set up a registry so the community can actually donate dollars towards the cost of groceries and towards the cost of the labor time. And so, you know, those meals are going to be provided for them. They're going to be done with the care that Mama Kai goes into all of the detail, making sure, you know, that those meals are going to work specifically for that goal. But, you know, they're paid for by their community members. So it's registering for meals rather than registering, say, for a stroller or baby socks or whatever other material things we need. I mean, we need a lot of things, but I'm hoping to bring back this nourishing meals as being a really, really important and key part of that whole birth plan story. Yeah, there are many avenues. I mean, there are also even those meal train or meal baby calendars that, you know, people can sign up, but just make sure that the meal is actually going to be really helpful, really nutrient dense, and really going to heal for specific things. So you can take Mama Kai recipes, ask your friends to go out and make this dish and deliver it to you on the date that they choose on that meal baby calendar. My whole goal is in hopes that, like, all of these different methods get used and that Mama Kai can just be a streamlined resource for whatever works for each individual family.
Brilliant. There's so many resources you just mentioned there, Angie. Your work is, I don't know, you're always so generous with all of the different offerings that you have, and so I'm just kind of just really appreciating these different tips and ideas, because it's true. Like, when, you know, when people offer to bring over food, you know, like, for example, me, I eat a largely vegetarian diet, and so when people are like, oh, I'm going to cook for you, they usually cook pasta. If they're like, over and over again, if somebody has me over for dinner at their house, it's pasta. And, you know, it's like, it's very sweet, but pasta doesn't work great for me. So I love this idea of being able to, like, kind of indicate what would be nourishing, what would be supportive, and, you know, have the particular recipes and ingredients and so forth kind of out there for people, so that, you know, I think people are happy to do whatever, as long as they just know what you want. What a great way for women to, you know, make these requests and to get this support that everybody wants to give them. So,
absolutely,
lovely.
Yes. They're, you know, people want to have community support, and people want to support those people in their community that need it. And so let's bring that closer together, and let's just fine-tune the gap. But, you know, really, it's okay to ask for something very specific and get what it is that you want or what it is that you really need, rather than just accepting anything. Because ultimately, the person who's giving wants it to be so special. So they're happy to do it. They're happy to be as specific as you want them to be. So all we have to do is ask, and we'll get what we need.
Yeah, nice. Well, thank you so much for offering that. And again, the website is mamakai.org, correct? MAMAKAI.org. So you can check that out wherever you are in the world listening right now. Angie's based here close to me in the Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area, but a lot of those offerings that you just mentioned, Angie, would really work for anybody anywhere. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The personal chef service is really meant for local people in the Bay Area, but everything else that Mama Kai offers online is meant to be a nonprofit free resource for families all over the world. So take advantage, please.
Cool. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for all of that information and all that you shared, Angie. Really, really appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and start to wrap up, but thank you for being here.
Yeah, and thank you, everyone, for just being open and willing and loving your children so much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we strive for. Anyone who's a practitioner in the birth community just, wants to support the love that parents have for their children and to give them resources and access to things that will just make that process much more easeful for them. So thank you so much also, Mary, for having me on this program. I feel very honored to be included, and I'm wishing everyone a beautiful and brilliant day.
Yeah, absolutely. And so everyone that's listening, thank you. Remember to please, if you got something out of this call, to share this page with a friend or a birth pro on auparent.com, where you want to send people, which is why we call this the Pay It Forward. So if you got some gems, then offer them to the next person or somebody else in your world. It really does, when we all come together and support each other and, changing this birth paradigm is what changes the planet. So I'll go ahead and sign off with that, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you on the next clip.